Ethereum has the capabilities of doing $8,000 to $12,000 in this bull market. That means that in the next bull cycle, it'll be $20,000 to $30,000 per ETH. And we was buying it at $800. And then you'll get some damn YouTuber coming on here talking about all the people who hold ETH and blah, blah, blah. We're like, dude, we was buying $800. What are you talking about? Even if it comes down in a bear market and it's $3,000 or $4,000 or $2,000, that's like, we still up tremendously. There's no down for us. Now y'all understand the power of buying in a bear market. Stop playing around with crypto. This is still a real investment, you know. Just because it does these crazy ass gains doesn't mean it's not to be treated as a real investment. This is not a flip thing. It's a real investment. That means the longer you hold on to these coins that have good, real, solid utilitarian value, they're going to make you a lot more money as they progress up and to the right on the chart. You can't go left on a chart. It's up and to the right. Thinking it, they're like, oh, no. Now I got to be in this thing for the long haul, Calvin. That's right. Yeah, I'm never selling my Bitcoin. I'm on record for that. Right? And will I take a lot of profits off of these altcoins? Yeah, because I know that they're going to crash down somewhere between 60 and 80%. So I want to take enough profits off at the top that when this thing comes crashing down, what I'm still holding, I don't care. I've made so much money at the top that when it comes crashing down, I'm still holding a good bit of the solid stuff. The XRPs, the Ethereums, the Avalanches, the Chainlinks, right? The Solanas. I'll still be holding some of those. Maybe 10 or 15%. That's why it's important in a damn bear market when I was telling y'all, go and get another job. Now some of this is starting to come back and bite people. I said, go and get another job. Get two jobs. Work overtime. When people call out sick, tell the boss that you're staying in their place. I told people to do this because the more crypto that you bought when it was down 60, 70, 80, that means you accumulated enough to where when it runs up, when you take your profits, you sold off a big amount of your crypto and still could hold 15 or 20% and not even worry about it. You don't even care what that does. You don't even care because taking 80% of the bags made you absolutely ridiculous amounts of wealth. So 80, 85%, right? And kept 15% hodling for the next cycle. It's a real investment, isn't it? Yep. It sure is. And that's what's been going on. People who bought Bitcoin down at $3,000, you can never laugh at them. When Bitcoin came crashing down to $15,000, they bought it at $3,000. They don't care. They didn't care. People this cycle that bought Bitcoin at $15,000, when Bitcoin runs up and does whatever it's going to do, 100, 150, 200, 250, I don't know what it's going to do. It's going to be crazy. But when it comes crashing back down, it ain't going to come crashing back down to $15,000. That means they don't care. It's all profit for them. And they can sustain the unrealized losses because they took profits on everything else at the top. Woo! I'm just making sure people understand how this works. They've been doing it wrong. They've been doing it wrong. It's misunderstood how this is supposed to work. Listening to too many YouTubers. Listening to too many people on X. Chasing all the meme coins. You should supposed to be investing in the meme coins so that you can acquire more of the solid stuff. Spirit fingers. Listen to me. Spirit. You're supposed to be buying the meme coins because they give you an opportunity to get those run-ups, and you're taking those profits and you're putting it into the more solid projects. Back with a real team of developers, real utilitarian value, solving a real problem in the marketplace on the blockchain for products or services. stuff that will be used in real world RWAs, real world assets, Ando, and all. You're taking the money from the meme coins and placing it into stuff that is real. Meme coins are just meme coins. They just, you know, just whoever gets in here and can sell here. It's a whole game. You don't think we're buying the meme coins to hold it for 10 years. That's Bitcoin. No, you got it messed up. I was about to say a real curse word. You got it really messed up. You're not trying to hold meme coin for no 10 years? What?